Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the American Petroleum Institute.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Nancy Pelosi will become the 63rd Speaker of the House today, a triumphant return to the third-ranking position in American government after 8 years in the political wilderness. Pelosi returns to the speakership in a uniquely powerful position, especially when considering that many Democrats just waged a campaign that included sharp criticisms of her. The 78-year-old California Democrat just vanquished a group of her challengers with surprising precision and speed. Most House watchers expected that today she'd be in the middle of a brawl for the speakership on the House floor. Instead, she's waltzing toward grabbing the gavel with little effort.
And she is now going toe-to-toe with President Trump in the middle of a government shutdown, which has now entered its 13th day. Pelosi is the first member of Congress to return to the speakership since Sam Rayburn did in 1955. She'll have challenges. She has a fiery left wing, which is already beginning to tug at her shirt sleeve. At least two backbench Democrats, Ro Khanna of California and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, are threatening to vote against the rules package, a party-line measure that lays out how the chamber will be governed. They do not like the PAYGO rules, which mandate the government must pay for spending, although these rules are sometimes waived. Wait until fights over Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal, Medicare for All, and governing with Trump.
First up for Democrats, Representative John Sarbanes of Maryland, chair of the party's Democracy Reform Task Force, is expected to file House Democrats' first major legislative item, H.R. 1, which they've named the For the People Act, immediately after being sworn in. The goals include improving voters' access to the ballot box, reducing the influence of money, and strengthening ethics rules for public servants. Democrats will unveil the package at an 11 a.m. Friday press conference in the Rayburn Room in the Capitol. Pelosi will be on the Today Show at 7:05 a.m. Savannah Guthrie taped an interview with her.
Here's how the day will play out. The House will begin a vote for Speaker toward the end of the noon hour. It's quite a spectacle. Each member recites the name of the person he or she is voting for from the House floor. Voting should wrap up just before 2 p.m. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will give his speech presenting Pelosi as Speaker around 2. Then Pelosi will address the House. Don Young, the Dean of the House, will swear her in.
Here's the new world order that has some nervous. For years, Congress and K Street have worked in concert. Candidates run for office, lobbyists and K-Streeters contribute to their campaigns through individual or corporate PAC checks, and when they are sworn in, they work often together as lobbyists bring clients into their office and members try to legislate. But downtowners are increasingly nervous about how the incoming class of House Democrats will deal with lobbyists. Several have sworn off taking their money, and others are making their name as members of the resistance, going against the grain of how things have been traditionally done in Washington. The fear? New members or their staff will tape conversations and release them to the press, even seemingly innocuous meetings of companies just looking to chat with aides.
Parallel reality alert, Eric Lipton of the New York Times tweeted, as of Thursday, the Defense Department will be run by a former senior Boeing executive, EPA is run by a former coal lobbyist, HHS is run by a former pharmaceutical lobbyist, and Interior will be run by a former oil industry lobbyist. Welcome to 2019. A slew of Pelosi takeover stories. The New York Times calls a California Democrat an icon of female power. The Washington Post has a look at Pelosi filling the role of Trump's sparring partner. There's a lot of fallout on Mitt Romney's op-ed piece in the Post yesterday. John Harris has a look in Politico magazine on why guys like Mitt Romney don't scare President Trump.
On the 2020 front, the New York Times published a big article on claims of sexism on Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign and how it is causing problems for him in a potential 2020 bid. AP followed up with a look at how Sanders' allies are contrite and defiant amid the harassment allegations. Sanders, for his part, apologized on Wednesday, telling CNN he apologized to any woman who felt that she was not treated appropriately. Of course, if I run again, we will do better next time. CNN is reporting that Elizabeth Warren has hired top aides in Iowa, Emily Purcell, who worked for Obama in 2008 and Hillary Clinton in 2016, and Janice Rottenberg, a Clinton 2016 Ohio organizer. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
A message from the American Petroleum Institute. Welcome to America's Generation Energy, led by the women and men of the natural gas and oil industry, who are meeting unprecedented consumer demand for affordable and reliable energy while reducing the U.S. carbon footprint to its lowest level in a generation. See how we're doing it and join us at powerpastimpossible.org.